This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Our final part of our three-part report now. It comes from the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust at Welney Centre. It's just off the A10 near Littleport. I donned my wellies again to go across to the Bird Heights, where I joined the centre manager, Lee Marshall.
The success of this centre is shown in the number of visitors that you've had. You were saying in your opening remarks when you were welcoming all the volunteers along earlier on this evening, the sheer numbers, you've doubled the footfall coming in terms of admissions. This year, you're up at record levels.
Yeah, it's a great testament of what the team can do. I mean, volunteers and the staff have been absolutely tremendous in the centre, because with any attraction, it's always very difficult to gauge when you're going to be busy. And it's wildlife, it's a natural spectacle. The more visitors we get, we get better spectacles. Swans are all on show, loads of people want to see them. Cranes are here, everybody wants to see them. And with a small team, we have to tailor for the peaks and troughs in the business. And you get three or four rainy days and you still get on with stuff, but then all the visitors want to come on the sunny days, and it's kind of suddenly trying to balance it all out. But the volunteers walk around, they talk to visitors and just tell them about the birds. They welcome them, they give them local knowledge about where to find the birds. It's a lovely, vibrant and positive team. And having that and having a great wildlife spectacle, and it's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. As a centre manager, it's a glory to witness and to be, you know, be where I am, really. You know, it's down to the team, not me. And it is fantastic. And, you know, now the swans, you know, people have enjoyed them and witnessed them, and the cranes, you know, these are some of the gems in our UK, and we want to inspire people from local communities to come and witness this, because it's on your doorstep and there's not many places like this in the UK.
I do wish listeners could share the vista and experience that I see before me in terms of the little white, almost like white diamonds that are picked out on this gentle water. We can certainly hear them in the background. So you have to get the idea of these mute swans, these hooper swans. The mutes, of course, are quite so. They don't say anything. They hiss sometimes at an unfriendly dog. But dogs aren't here this evening. So they're all going to be settling down. Will the noise disappear by midnight, say? Will they actually go to roost?
They do roost, but they still make this noise all night. And these are the hooper swans, but when you get to hear Buick swans roost, it's out of this world. They make this amazing hooing noise, and they make this bubbling noise as well. And it's just, when you sit on the washes and just close your eyes and listen to all the noises, it's fantastic. No noise, you know, just no noise pollution, just really, really just, yeah, you could be anywhere in the world when you listen to birds out in the washes. In the spring, you get all the displaying birds. In the autumn, you get all the passage waders and golden plover coming back. And you know, there's always various different noises which relates to different times of year. And you know, always know when the swans start arriving, you know, winter's beginning.
August is the busiest time for you, Lee, both you and your team. This year, you were also burdened with some breaks. Lego came to town, or at least to Welney. What was that all about?
So we've had a Lego roadshow going around the WWT sites, and we didn't actually build the Lego bricks ourselves, but for instance, there was a frog, and it was 75,000 blocks of Lego, and which is pretty phenomenal. And we had a Lego otter, a Lego kingfisher, and it was amazing, you know, from ages from three all the way up to 50, 60 years old. You know, Lego is a generation thing. Everybody knows Lego. And for me, for seeing people who have never been here to Welney to come and see Lego, but then to come and do pond dipping, come to do owl pellet dissection, get to walk in the hide, pick up some binoculars, look at the birds. I think both having this brand and Lego and the wildlife, wetland conservation, what we do, it really, really brought home to people that the balance of it was fantastic, you know. And to see people coming here and saying, God, I've never been here before, I can't believe it's only on our doorstep, because we always tend to do things further afield, never do our stuff on our doorstep at times. And people enjoyed it, you know, they'd never been pond dipping before, catching water scorpions, catching newts and catching stickleback, all of these things, phenomenal. And it's great, and just to get people out, experience, you know, getting kids to experience wetlands, experience outdoors. We're pretty relaxed. We've got such a big expanse wetland here. People can go on a bank, climb in a tree a bit, or bash a stick, go and look at some footprints of otters or badgers, which they can see. And having, again, volunteers, expert volunteers going around, pointing these various signs out to children. And but I must say, when people have built all the Lego blocks in there, we had a table where people could do their own Lego creations, which is fantastic to see people's building creations. But for us and for the team, we had to dismantle that Lego every half an hour. So I've got no nails. I've bitten all my nails and I couldn't get some of the Lego blocks off. And that was probably every half an hour for 8 hours of the centre opening for 31 days in August. But fair dues. It was a good experience and probably the most busiest August that Wellen has had for a very, very long time.
Which is fantastic to know. Lee, thank you very much. You'll have to write that into your job description for next year, because I know Lego is coming back for 7 months. Learn how to dismantle lots of Lego bricks. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And you'll be able to meet the giant Lego brick animals this coming summer at the Wildlife and Wetland Trust at Wellney. And do a bit of building yourself. Brick models, which will include a giant otter, fabulous flamingo and huge kingfisher, will form a wild adventure trail for kids and big kids as well, the mums and dads, to inspire them to build a better future for nature. The giant Lego brick animals are touring WWT wetland centres. There's others, not just Wellney, to spend time with their real-life cousins. Details of the visits are on the website, wwt.org.uk. That's the Wellney Wetland Trust, wwt.org.uk. And also they'll be announced on Twitter too. The excitement for the summer is building already. And Lego, it just so happens, it's popped up on my screen this morning, is having its 60th anniversary of being released as a construction toy from Denmark, of course, where it started. This Sunday is the 60th anniversary of the launch of Lego as a toy, or construction toy. I kind of grew up in the Lego world myself. There are still the Swan winter feeds, by the way, at Wellney, and now for you to go along to watch daily. 12:30 in the afternoon, 3:30 as well in the afternoon, 6:30 in the evening, and that's until the 11th of March, so you could even do that after work. Find out more online at wwt.org.uk or search for Wellney Experience Swan Feeds.